Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, welcome to the Focus Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
I'm Jeebins, also known as John.
And I am your host for, once again, another Serious Topic episode. Now, I had just discovered this, even after we had done the Forgotten episode, which was 10 episodes ago, that because there's two of us now, and there's not really, there's gonna be guest stars and stuff, but, like, they're not obviously gonna win, because that wouldn't make any sense. Well, they can win, but maybe they won't, they're obviously not gonna be the next host. That means that I am permanently stuck in the hosting seat for Serious Topic episodes. Now, what I thought of a way to sort of combat this is actually there's two things. The second thing I haven't actually told John necessarily just yet, but he might have remembered from previous things. The first thing is, on days like today, I had a Serious Topic ready, but I offered John, like, hey, do you have any ideas that you want to go with? And in this time he said no, because he was more focused on something that he was going to do next time. Which is all fair. But the second thing that would also work is there are going to be certain episodes where the host could win again based on certain criteria. So, for example, I haven't done the Ethan's Favorite Game episode yet. And the rules were stated in that series, like little miniseries, that if the host could convince the other people, or I guess the other person in this case, that their game is as good as they say it is, then that host would get to win. And they would get to host the next episode right after that. And there's going to be some more episodes there's more ideas I have for episodes that could work like that. So things like that could shake it up. So I'm not technically permanently in the seat, because all it takes is one slight adjustment, and then John's all of a sudden permanently in the seat. But again, it's all it takes is one adjustment to go back to revert to it. So that's the plan. So if I am the host, I will just be asking John, hey, you got any ideas? And if he does, great. If he doesn't, then I'll just go with what I originally had. But yeah, so that is the plan. So, all right. But with that out of the way, and with John's Wi-Fi, hopefully fine. We'll see what happens. So we just see him disappear once more into the breach. So I do have a headline for us today. It's a very interesting headline in the sense that you know, out of all the people that I think would try that wouldn't really be canceled ever. Markiplier was on that list for me, but people are trying to cancel him anyway. And you might be asking, well, what's the reason they're trying to cancel him? They got to have a good reason, because usually cancelings are good reasons, even though they're not. But it's got to be a good reason. And the reason is that he doesn't like generative AI. Yeah, that's it. He has an opinion. So, you know, I think if we're going off of the internet stance on opinions, I think Markiplier should just, he should just stop doing everything he's doing right now. Stop making his movie, you know, stop making all this cool stuff he's making. He had an opinion, he shouldn't have said it. That's all it really is, you know. Should have just kept it to himself. But no, obviously that is ludicrous and stupid and not how the internet works. But people are canceling him. He also made a clarifying point in I don't know if it was a post or in a video or whatever it was, that he's supportive of AI as a concept. He just doesn't like generative AI. And I would be inclined to agree, because we talked about this recently, about how I do not like AI art, because it takes away from the actual like work and dedication actual artists go into making stuff. So, yeah. So I guess I'll cancel me while you're at it. Hashtag cancel Ethan 2025. I'll start the petition myself. And then, you know, there we go. It's all well and good, right? So, yeah, John, as an avid Markiplier fan, what do you think?
Yeah, so I saw the live stream where he was talking about AI, and all he had done at this point when I saw that he was going to be streaming is he titled his stream AI versus Markiplier or something like that, right? He just mentioned AI in the title, And the comments before the stream started were all like, how dare you freaking support AI? I thought you were a good person. I can't believe this. And then he gets on the stream, he's like, you're stupid. I'm not in support of generative AI. There is parts that of AI as a concept that can be beneficial, but it's very scary. I've been saying this for years. And what are you even doing? And a lot of the people are like, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. I mean, I fell into the trap, sorry. But there's some people, and I've seen this for years, that there's a group of people who just don't like him and want him to be canceled over every little thing. There was one person who got mad at him because he said people make mistakes and they try to grow from those mistakes.
What?
In reference to PewDiePie, who had been getting some flack at the time. He's like, yeah, people make mistakes, and if he's trying to grow past it, trying to move forward, then, like, what are you guys complaining about? So there's always going to be people who don't like him for silly reasons, and I this was one of them. I'm like, well, he just said that he didn't support it. He was on your side, and he was trying to find ways of supporting research to find a more ethical route moving forward from people who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's so ridiculous. If you haven't seen the live stream, it was on the 1st, I think, that he did it, the 1st of August. I would recommend it because he goes through all the issues people were having with him when it comes to AI and talks about his experience ever since like 2020 with it and all that. And it's very interesting.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't even see the live stream. I just saw the posts about it and stuff. Because I love Markiplier and all, but I don't have time to be watching everything he's making at a time. Right. Like I said this a bunch, and it's because it still remains true. Is I honestly have not listened to Distractible in a hot minute, and I really should. I just don't have time, man. And well, I do have time, but I use that time slotted for everything else. So I use it for videos, I use it for editing, I use it for... I mean, I haven't even read a book in, like, 5 months because of just how busy it is. So, which sucks because my goal was 12 books, and unless this year... Unless the end part of the year here is crazy, then that's probably not going to happen. I like to believe that it could, though, because I'm going to be going on vacation again at some point. When I was on vacation the last time, I read 4 books in that 2 weeks time span. So I have hope that I can maybe get at least close, but I worry about 12. So especially since my books are like 300 pages each for each book. So we'll see.
I think I'm at like 5 for this year. I just finished a couple books that I was listening to the audiobook for because I don't have the physical one. But yeah, I'm at 5 of my goal of 18.
So we're not doing too well this year. So, you know, it's fine. But shout out to anyone else who's doing good right now. Maybe your goal is like 12 as well, and you're on like 11 right now. You're like, you're killing it. That's how I was last year. I got my 12 almost immediately. But that's just because I didn't have a job back then, and then, you know, well, again, I had this and the YouTube, but my first actual job. Not that this isn't an actual job. You know what I'm trying to say, though. My first get up and go do stuff job, I guess, because I don't have to get up for this. I can just sit down. But yeah, so I'm not doing too well, but it is what it is. So hopefully, like I said, the latter part of this year is better than the beginning, because the beginning of this year sucked. It sucked a bunch of booty cheeks. And we talked about that in like a bunch of episodes prior when they came out around that time, so.
It's rough for like a lot of people.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, 2025 is just not been a great year, man. It's just not been a good year. I don't know. It's a combination of different things, obviously, but just for even a lot of personal stuff for people, which is interesting. So yeah, I mean, I haven't had a great time. I mean, I've had some good moments here and there, but outside of that, you know, and I've met some really good people. I should preface that as well. I've met some really good people, but situations like have arisen that have not been great, so you know. Which actually, that would be a great segue into the episode if I didn't have an email to read. So let's do that first. So this email I got actually a couple weeks ago, but I just got around to looking at it because I assumed some of them were just about the situation, but this one wasn't. And it's also hilarious. So, because it's a very short email. And I want to read it. And so this is from, let me check, what's the name on this one? It's from Nate. And then this first part's all in caps. And it says, "You guys absolutely scared the hell out of me in that one horror episode." Now, there's more to this, but like the horror episode I'm assuming they're referencing is the Provoker's Horror Experience, which was sort of like, so the topic was scary stories, which we had done previously, but to spice it up, I had made it sort of a horror experience for you guys at home. So there's certain parts of the, not to spoil too much, but there's certain parts of the audio that gets, you know, a little weird. There is some horror elements, embedded into it. And I plan to do more stuff like that. Not specifically horror related, but you probably have noticed that most of the Serious Topic episodes for a while have had some, like, music attached to it because I want to, kind of encompass the moment in a serious manner. Because if it could be serious, but if there's nothing to, what's the word? If there's nothing to, like, accompany it, you know, people can take it in different directions. But yeah, so that's probably, I'm assuming that's what they're referring to, because all the other ones shouldn't have scared you, because it's just us talking about stories. But I love how it's all in caps. You wrote that all in caps. So yeah, I'm glad I was able to scare the pants off you, because I think the introduction does say, we invite you to put on some headphones and turn off the light. So I'm assuming you must have did that or something. But at least glad it was able to spook you a little bit. But then they go on to say, "No, but seriously, you guys are amazing, and I watch your show every day. It's part of my morning routine. And thank you guys so much for all you do, Nate." So, there you go. So, Nate, thank you, first of all, for enjoying the episodes, and thank you so much for making it part of your morning routine. I can barely get up in the morning, so great job. You're better than me. Yeah, I mean, that's awesome to hear that you listen to it every day. It's part of your morning routine. Because when I read that, I initially got curious. I wonder what part of the morning routine is. Are you brushing your teeth while you're listening to us? Are you taking a big old dump while you're listening to us? Like, I just gotta know this information, right? Taking a shower, like, it's kind of...
I don't know if we need to know the information.
When
you're taking a dump.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though. I'm just curious, like, what part of the morning routine, because these are hour-long episodes, so what takes an hour long that you could listen to it? Unless you listen to it in segments, I guess. Because there are some that are like 55 minutes, some go a little shorter, but most of the time it's around that hour mark, so I was just curious what takes you an hour in the morning. But I mean, I guess like you could just be listening to it while doing all of those things. Like you just never hit stop or something and you just walk around your house with the Provoker's podcast playing. So thank you, Nate, so much for your email. I was glad I was able to read it and look into it. So, John, you got anything to say to Nate over here?
Yeah, you covered a lot of it. Just, I'm glad we can provide that daily content for you in the morning. And I'm glad you enjoy it. And I haven't listened to the Horror Experience episode because I'm a filthy casual. But I'm sure it was spooky.
Yes, yes. And like I said, I have much more plans. Because right now, it's like, so the main ones that I've gone super heavily edited on is that one, the Dead Silence game show, because I made sure to, because that game show, I think, really blew up because of that. Because anytime John and the other guy were getting chased, they, like, you could hear, like, the monster's footsteps running after them, you could hear them screeching, you could hear them using their abilities, like, all that kind of stuff. So that one's heavily edited, and then I guess I'll count the Serious Topic episodes for season two, because all of them sort of have this musical accompaniment, mostly at the end, to solidify the message of the video, or the audio, whatever. So those are like the main ones right now, but I plan on to later going on to more like experience type things where it's not just us talking, because this is great and all, and most of our episodes are going to remain this way. I'm just saying there's going to be some here and there that are going to be experiences, like kind of like what the, because the Provoker's Horror Experience was honestly kind of a test to see if that would do well, number one, and to see if you guys would even sort of enjoy that kind of thing. So, and you guys sure did, because Provoker's Horror Experience, if I recall, I think is in the top 20, which is pretty good considering we have, what, 170 episodes now? So, it's pretty good. I'm glad that you guys like it. So, that will be probably more and more to come in the future. Not necessarily horror-related, maybe some, but not all of them will be horror-related. I just have to figure out sort of what would go well with certain topics and stuff. But we'll come to those bridges when we come to them. So, with all of that stuff out of the way, it is time to get into the topic, which obviously you know is the serious topic, but and you probably already know kind of what we're going to be talking about a little bit with the title, because I already know what the title is going to be, and it's pretty obvious what it's going to be about. But John doesn't know, because he can't see the future. Can you, John?
Maybe you don't know.
Damn it!
I've known this whole time, and you just didn't realize.
My plan's failed. My plan's been foiled. All right, well. Well, it's time travel John over here. His time machine's broken. He still can't use it. So he can time travel, but it's broken. So get wrecked. So the thing I want to start off this conversation with and this topic with, John, is I have a question for you. And I'll answer it too, but I want to ask you first. So This is a very important question. The best question you've ever seen, all right? Would you rather be comfortable or happy?
Well, that depends on your definition of happy. If you mean just like, oh, I'm happy right now, I'm playing a video game. Or if it's like, I am doing something that is fulfilling and have a good time, generally speaking, in my life, then I would say it's the second one, and happy. If you mean that, would I rather be comfortable or happy? Like, if I'm comfortable where I'm at, I'm in a good place in my life, then I would say comfortable.
Interesting, okay. So, generally speaking, you'd rather be comfortable than happy, because you can only pick one out of these two options.
Yeah. I'm going to say, generally speaking, comfortable, but under certain circumstances and certain ways of looking at it, I would say happy. But for the sake of the question, I'm going to say comfortable.
Okay, interesting. And you kind of already gave a little bit of your reasoning. So I'll just answer it myself as well. Is my answer when I first heard this question was happy. Because I'm like, why would you not want to be happy? Like, that's kind of, you know, that's a no-brainer. Why would you not want to be happy? And then I looked more into it, and I'm like, okay, but they're comparing it with comfortable. It's not like happy or sad. Like, obviously everyone wants to be happy. But like, they're comparing happy and comfortable. Now, comfortable means you're in your comfort zone, nothing's coming to get you, right? And so I was like, okay, I still think happy is kind of where I'm leaning, because happy, I might be happy going outside my comfort zone. I might be, you know, I might not, you know, be comfortable in the situation, but I might be happy about it, which sounds like it's a paradox, but I'll get to that later. So my initial kind of answer was happy. And for a while I kind of still stayed on that same train. The whole thing of comfortable, though, is if you're comfortable in a situation, then that's probably a lot more important and a lot more present, I should say, than being just happy. Because honestly, the way I kind of turned into the comfortable side is people look happy all the time, but deep down they're not. And so you can perceive someone as happy, and they might try to make you believe that they are, but honestly, they might not be. And they probably aren't, in fact. Because there's a quote I forgot, it's like, the happiest people are actually the saddest. I forget, again, that's a total paraphrase, but that's a general gist of what the quote's trying to say. And once I heard that quote, this was a while ago, obviously, but once I heard that quote, I'm like, honestly, yeah, that probably makes a lot of sense, because the person that's trying to be super bubbly and trying to make everyone's day better and trying to make people have a better life is they've gone through the most struggles to even get to that point, and so they're trying to make sure that no one else has to go through that. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that, and that's kind of how I perceive this question. Now, again, John's exactly right. You can perceive this question in a couple of different ways, and that's why I didn't honestly give him a perception of the question, because that kind of forces him to pick a certain answer based on what I would have said. So I wanted to leave it a little bit open-ended so he perceives the question in his own way. So with that being said, John, how, when you first heard that question, how did you actually perceive that question, and would your answer change based on how you perceived it?
The way I perceived it was like, happy as in, like, you are, like, not upset, you're having a good time. Similar to fun factor, you know? If I'm playing a video game, I really, like, I'm happy, in the moment, but overall in my course of life, it's only going to have a certain amount of effect in the long term from playing that game. Whereas if I'm comfortable, it's more like in the long term, if I'm comfortable with my life, I'm just chilling, you know, I'm cool. But if I were to look at it from another point of view, where it's like happiness, meaning like I got a good life, I got a good job, I got things that provide me joy and satisfaction, and put out joy and satisfaction than that one. But it's really when choosing between the two, it's like they sometimes can go hand in hand and sometimes don't, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean that's definitely obviously one of the ways to perceive that question. And like I kind of already at least briefly explained what I perceived in it. But like there's I would say about 5+ different ways you can interpret that question, because and you want to know why. It's because most people agree with the definition of comfortable. But what most people don't fully agree on is the definition of happiness. Because obviously, let's say, because I'm trying to think of what's a good example. Like, here's a good example. John watches movies, right? He watches movies that makes him happy, assuming it's a good movie. But he obviously would probably try and watch movies that he thinks he would enjoy. And so that brings him happiness. You could just say bare bones and brings him happiness. I personally don't really watch movies all that much because I don't find enjoyment out of most of them. It's just, I don't know, just not... There's a couple movies here and there that I enjoy, but otherwise not much. Whereas for me, a lot of stuff I do, John does too, so it's not, I'm trying to think of really good examples. Here's an example. I volunteer, and that's not to saying John's a horrible person, by the way. Do not ever get that impression. But I'm saying I volunteer, that makes me happy, and I love doing it. Now, John necessarily right now, from what I'm aware of, he doesn't. It might bring him happiness if he were to do it, but I'm just saying in this example, he's not currently. And so, but that's what different people's happiness spectrums are. So this one person's thing might bring them happiness, whereas this other person's thing is they're like, it's not for me. So that type of thing. Whereas comfortable, a good amount of people have a general consensus on what they believe comfortable is meaning in that sentence. So that's why there's so many different ways to interpret it, because of the different definitions of happiness that people have. So with that being said, John, I'm curious. I want you to list off five things, big old number five. Five things that make you happy, that bring you happiness.
Well, I would say, in no particular order, because I'm not going to be like, I prefer video games over hanging out with my family. Those are two things I'm going to say. It's that I enjoy hanging out with my family. I enjoy video games. I like movies, like you said. That's three. Streaming, and I'm going to say... reading books. I'm gonna say that one.
Interesting. And then I want you to name five things that make you comfortable, John.
Okay. Probably, you know, it's a much harder thing to answer, because comfortable is like almost a state of being. That doesn't sound too pretentious.
Yeah, no, I got that.
Where like I would say some of those things do overlap. Like hanging out with my family or my friends is very comforting. It would make me comfortable. Sleeping, for one, that makes me comfortable. There's eating. That's a big one for me. I'll say listening to music. It can be very soothing for me. And then I will say the pursuit of knowledge.
Okay, so you think... So those are the things that make you comfortable versus happy, right? So with that being said, then, I think it's important to note as well is you didn't say certain things. And now, obviously... what made you pick the let's go to the happiness side, for example. What made you pick the five things over other things that make you happy? Like, is there, do you have a like a tier list in your head, or like is it just the first things that came to mind?
Well, they were the first things that came to mind, and a lot of them were things that were like almost distractions from bad stuff. You know, like, if I'm playing video games, I'm not thinking about the state of the world and the economy and how I need to get a job and all that good stuff, you know?
Right.
I'm not thinking about all that, those stresses. And so those are the sort of stuff that I was immediately thinking of when I'm trying to find ways to be happy.
Interesting. Okay. Now I have another question for you. And this goes back to both.
Questions.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. This is basically an interview.
All right.
So, and this is going to take a bit of a serious turn. So, why wasn't waking up part of your list? Either one.
That is a question and a half. I would say, when I immediately wake up from my alarm, I'm in immediately a state of panic because I'm like, what's that loud noise?
panic.
And so that's not very joyous or comfortable. Just the mode of waking up. So say I don't wake up from my alarm. I say I'm just waking up naturally. I'm like, oh man, I'm kind of groggy. I'm not super excited to get out of bed. I'm comfortable. I'm just like, ugh, I gotta go to school if it's a school day, or I gotta go do stuff. I can't just sit here and lay in bed. And so that's not super comfortable or happy, I would say.
Okay, interesting. And I honestly kind of predicted that sort of type of answer. I didn't know exactly how you would word it, but I kind of predicted that kind of answer. So I'm going to ask you another question, John. I know you love questions, right?
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes. Dear is the response. Okay. So, yeah, waking up, you know, I get it, all right? How come being alive wasn't on your lists?
Well, I suppose I just didn't really think about it as a thing. You're constantly alive, so...
Not guaranteed, though.
At least, I guess from my experience, I have constantly been alive, from my point of view.
Really? You've never been killed before? Man, you gotta give it the program.
I've never died. I've never had the opportunity to die. And I'm not super looking forward to the opportunity to die, particularly. So, I guess it just didn't come to mind when asked the question.
Okay, so you just didn't come to mind for you. But still, with that being said, though, is subconsciously, why didn't it come to mind? Like, if you're... I would say it doesn't really matter what list it's on, necessarily, but why didn't it come to mind?
Well, as I alluded to earlier, there's a lot of things about being alive that you have to deal with that isn't very... happy or comfortable. Like, I put pursuit of knowledge on my comfort list because I think overall it's a good thing and will help me for the future. But going to school isn't necessarily in my comfort zone or something that makes me happy. And that is a huge part of being alive currently for me in my life. And so, I mean, it's not to say that I don't like being alive, but it doesn't necessarily, in those moments, make me happy or comfortable.
Interesting. But on the same foot, though, John, is all those things you listed that make you happy and comfortable wouldn't be achieved if, you know, fate decided, you know what, you've had a good run, but it's over.
And it's over for you, just like your Wi-Fi earlier.
It's like your Wi-Fi, we're going to kill you off.
Yes.
But no, so like, but in all seriousness though, on the other side of the foot is that stuff wouldn't happen or wouldn't yeah, I guess I'm trying to think of a different word for it wouldn't happen. But it wouldn't happen if you weren't alive, obviously. I mean, that seems like an obvious question, but it's the other side of the coin there.
Right. And I guess, you know, again, it's hard to say. Like, you're right. If I was not alive, I could not read books or hang out with my family or do anything that at all, actually. I'd be dead. You know, I believe in an afterlife, but I don't think that necessarily is part of this conversation. So, I would say that it's like you said, it's the same. It's a different side of the same coin, where it kind of like is in this middle ground where there's a lot of things that bring happiness and comfort as part of being alive, and a lot of things that don't, and like it's a weighing of the scales, so to speak,
right?
Where it's going back and forth, and so it's not definitively in one category or the other.
Interesting. So I'm going to ask you some more questions, John. Don't you love questions?
I do love questions.
So it's less of a. So we're gonna dial back the series. Obviously, this is a stereotopic episode, but I'm going to dial it back just a little bit. You're going to give me five more things. And these five things, I want you to tell me five moments. Five moments in your life, events, whatever, that made you happy, that brought you happiness. Five moments.
Okay. I will say, one's a more elusive moment, but like, if I had to say one, like playing Crash Bandicoot 3 with my older brother when I was, like, 5. And I think I may have even mentioned this story before. It's like I have a definitive memory in my mind of playing Crash Bandicoot 3 with my oldest brother. I was on, like, an Egyptian-themed level. And we were having a good time. And that's one that I can think of. Obviously, a much larger one would be graduation from high school. Not that I went to my graduation, but like being done with high school,
yeah,
as an experience. I would say the finale of season one of The Provokers. Very happy moment, because it was like we went through a whole year of doing this. Very fun project, I guess you could call it. And I will say, for my fourth one, I would say going to see Avengers Endgame with my older sister. We saw it in theaters. It was like everyone was cheering when the big moments happened, and there was a lot of happiness in the room. And then number five, again, these aren't in any particular order, they're just what comes to mind. I would say when I reached 1,000 followers on Twitch.
Interesting. And again, like obviously, as John said, there were no particular order. I didn't like that's why I'm not asking for an order, because that'd be even harder, really.
Right.
Is trying to ask
like, for an order. Give me 3 to 5 business days. So.
Give me 3 to 5 business days. But no. So okay, interesting things. All right, and then the other side of the coin, John. Give me 5 moments that made you comfortable.
Okay. Well, immediately that comes to mind is it was a snow day. I was with my siblings and a couple of friends, and we were like kind of snowed in, like we couldn't go anywhere. It was just something. It was a nice, comfortable day that was like pretty relaxing. I didn't have to deal with school and going to deal with the awful people I don't like that I had to see every day. I would say. It might sound weird, but sometimes even being sick, like when you're just laying in bed and just like, I don't even have to worry about everything else right now, because right now I'm sick and I'm just chilling in my bed. I don't even gotta look outside. that sort of thing. It sounds weird, because, like, why would you feel comfortable being sick? And it's like, I would rather not be sick, but in that moment, in the time, it's like, not... It's like a double-edged sword, I suppose.
Right.
Then I would say, when I got to go home from boot camp, that was super comfortable, because if you've listened to the podcast and heard me talk about my experience, it was not fun. It was not a good time. And so being relieved of that was very, very comfortable, I would say.
Nice.
Are we on four now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Number four, I would say... I'd say when I got my cat. A very, very comforting experience getting a new pet. And a new member of the family. And then number five, I would say, just in no particular version, Christmas day with my family. Like, no particular Christmas, just in general, the idea of Christmas.
I see. Now, I was kind of curious to see where this would go, because I was interested to see if your answers had a theme to them depending on the list you were given. So obviously the list of happiness, I was curious if you were going to prioritize for your happiness list, like short-term things that are like, oh, that's cool that happened and gave me some happiness, but you know, it's not like a lifelong thing. And then on the other side, uncomfortable, would you prioritize like lifelong things, like memories and like that kind of thing? And you kind of did sway in that sort of direction. There's a couple different things here and there that like didn't follow that, but generally speaking, you kind of did follow that, and I was interested to see that. Which shows me that you prioritize, at least in terms of comfort, you prioritize lifelong things, you prioritize memories, like that kind of stuff. Whereas with happiness, you prioritize bursts of happiness, like short-term things like that. And generally speaking, again, there's things that didn't, on each list that didn't follow that, but that's fine. But just generally speaking, that's where you seem to lean. So, going back, like turning back the clock here, and kind of going back to what we were talking about before, is we're going to get a little more serious here, John. Again, you get to pick your choices here, so don't say anything you don't want to say. I want you to give me five moments, five events, whatever, where you weren't happy or comfortable. Now, you're doing both, so it can be happy or comfortable, it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, immediately that comes to mind is the passing of my great-grandma. I mentioned that also on the podcast at some point. She passed away a little bit after we started doing this, I think. Not a comfortable or happy moment at all. So, no good. I would say lying in the hospital during my, when I got, injured during boot camp, not fun, not a happy or a comfortable time, because I was also sick, and it wasn't like I got a little fever. It was not fun. It was not a good sickness. It was like coughing up constantly. So not great. I would say, being in my 10th grade geometry class, and you know the one.
I know the one, yeah.
It's just, in general, whatever I was in that class wasn't happy or comfortable. It was not, I did not like my teacher, I did not like the course, it was not fun. I would say, for number four, I would say, when I was broken up with my, I guess at this point, the last girlfriend I had, not a fun experience for sure. And then number five, I will say, waking up to go to school after I had been like going to school for a while, and it's like right in the middle of the year, so you don't really got a whole lot of like left. You have like a good amount left towards break, so you're at that point where it's like you have a while to look forward to something, but it's also been a while since your last break. That's a not happy or comfortable moment, I would say.
Right. Interesting. Okay. And I got a question. Again, you might be surprised. You're like, questions? I can't believe you got my questions.
I didn't think you'd ask me a question at all.
Yeah, exactly. So with these five moments, again, you can pick and choose which one you want to hone in on, whatever.
Right.
Did you, on the outside, did you pretend to be happy?
For sure, yeah, definitely. Plenty of the ones I could pick from, there's a moment that I could be like, protruding a strong face, where I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, nothing going wrong here. But I could say for any one of them, I might have been like, well, I'm not gonna, like, necessarily show that I'm uncomfortable or unhappy, but I'm gonna, like, just put on a happy face and move forward.
Right. Okay. And obviously speaking with that same idea is, did you try and make others believe that you were happy at the time?
I guess it depends on how close I was with the person, the others. If I was like,
I would say just the general populace.
In general, the populace, probably. I would say like, oh yeah, like if someone's like, hey, how you doing? Like, oh, I'm doing good. And I'm like, I'm actually not, but I don't want to get into it right now. It's like the meme is like, when they ask you if you're fine, but you're not fine, but they can never understand.
They just can't get into it because they never understand.
Yeah.
I see.
It's like that. It's like, you know, I can't get into it right now. We're in the hallway right now, so we're not gonna get to it here.
I got a math class in about 2 minutes. I gotta go. So yeah. Okay. Again, I kind of expected that to be the answer. So I guess this won't be complete if I don't ask the other side of the coin then. So, like, you started to talk about how close you were to people. So what did you do for them?
Well, if I was, you know, I would say usually if I'm in a bad spot, I would probably talk to my best friend. Usually I'll be like, hey, man, it's not going well. This is what's going on. And they'd be like, man, that sucks. You want to play some video games? I'm like, yeah, let's play some video games.
I was waiting for you to stop at, man, that sucks. And I'm like, I don't know if I qualify this person as a best friend if that's all they say to you.
Man, that's rough, buddy. Anyway.
That's rough, buddy. Anyway, can you spot me $5? It's like, wait a minute.
I need to get a sack of the vending machines. You want to give me
$5? I need my Doritos for the day.
I need my Doritos. What are you going to? Not as important as
that. Not as important as my like miniature size bag of Doritos from an overpriced vending machine. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. So, when you were, how many times have you done that? Like, that's the, like, don't give me a number, because there's no chance you have a number, but like, how many times have you done that? Where you've not been fine and you pretended to be fine to the general population?
Oh, I mean, like, countless, I would say. If you say, like, oh, I'll give you a number, like, I can't, don't have one, because it's just happened so much over the course of my life that I'm like, I've got to pretend to be in a good mood here because it's inconvenient otherwise.
Interesting. And going back to the age-old question, and again, you're not going to have a number, but give me the same type of answer that you just did, which is, how many times has someone asked you if you were fine and you said you were, even if you weren't?
So sure. It's almost the go-to response from, like, oh, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm doing good. It's like, even if you're not, like, that's what I'm going to say most times nine times out of ten, I'm going to say that, unless, like, I'm with someone who I'm like, I can be open and honest with, be like, hey, I'm not doing fine. But if it's been countless, just like the other one.
Right. So you said something interesting there, where it's almost your go-to response. And subconsciously speaking, if you have the answer, maybe you don't, but if you have the answer, why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, there is probably a couple different reasons. Well, firstly is, like I said earlier, you know, you don't want to get into it, especially if it's like with a stranger. It's like someone walking down the street is like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm doing terrible. Let me tell you about my entire life story. I wasn't signed up for this.
Let me tell you my villain story.
So yeah, I'm not gonna give my backstory to a random stranger, but and at the same time, it's almost like saying that to myself. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine. It's almost a reassuring thing.
Right. Interesting. All right. And then, so if it's your, so subconsciously, the way I look at it is if that's your go-to response is like, I'm fine or I'm doing good, whatever. It's because you've done it so much. You've done it so much to the point where your brain automatically doesn't even need to really think about it. It just gives the command because it's assuming it needs to, right? And obviously this probably starts, you know, like when you're a child or whatever. So it's been doing it for so long, for like most of your life, that, you know, it's just second nature. You don't even think about it. It's like breathing. You don't even think about it. But that's interesting that you said that, because I was actually going to segue into the whole, like, it's a subconscious thing that you might say that, but you already kind of led into it. But the viewers at home, / listeners, viewers, listeners, whatever, they already can see the title of it. So, but again, John can't because he's not a time traveler, at least not that we know of. And but I want to end this episode with saying the thing that's kind of been leading on this whole time, which is that it's okay not to be okay. Now, you probably might have heard that before, because it's not exactly it's a pretty big quote. I don't know who originally said it. And there's different variations of this quote. There's not all of them say this exact thing. But I prefer this one because it's plain and simple. It's like five words. Six words. But it's, you know what? It's fine. It's okay not to be okay. And a lot of people don't understand that because they can't understand it. They don't understand that, you know, not being okay is a valid concern and a valid feeling to have, because they're like John actually kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier, which is that it was inconvenient to tell people that he wasn't okay, which that's honestly a sad reality, because you shouldn't be worried if it's inconveniencing someone. You should be concerned that you're not okay and that it's okay to not be all right. That type of thing. So a lot of people do that. Like John's experience with the whole subconscious thing of him just saying he's fine without being actually fine. That's a lot of people do that. Like if I were to throw a number out there, a percentage out there, I'd be willing to say 80% or higher probably does that. Because again, it's the same type of idea that John said. They don't want to inconvenience people. They don't want to bother people with it. Like that kind of thing. And you should be able to tell people, like, at least, again, you know, not necessarily a random stranger that just says, hi, how are you doing? But with, like, acquaintances, friends, coworkers, that kind of thing. If you trust them enough, which with certain things could be the bare minimum, but if you trust them enough, you should be able to tell them you're not okay. Because a lot of people will only say that they're not okay to, like, their truest of true friends or something. Which, honestly, that's great that you're able to tell at least somebody, but you should be able to tell some other people so you can at least get it off your chest and get other, like, help and stuff. So before I kind of do the ending statement of the episode, John, did you have anything else you wanted to add to that part I just said?
It's that kind of concept of it's okay to not be okay is, like, I definitely agree with it. You know, there's also, like, if you're not okay, you may, like, and it's not just a, like, oh, I'm having a bad day, so I'm not feeling great today. You know, if if you're depressed or something, like, it's good to seek out help, but if you're not okay, it's good to show that to your close one, loved ones. For example, if you ever seen the movie Inside Out, the entire movie, Riley's being told by her parents, like, oh, just keep on being happy for us. You're keeping us through this. So, like, what the story is saying is that she cannot be happy in that moment. There's too much going on in her life that she does not feel any joy the entire movie because of what's going on and because of, you know. silly, cartoony stuff going on, but metaphorically speaking, she is not okay. And the plot does not resolve itself until she allows herself to feel sadness and allows herself to cry with her family. And that's kind of the idea, is that this issue isn't going to be resolved if you ignore it, right? If you pretend you're okay. So it's okay to not be okay.
That was a really good analogy. I didn't even think about that. Because obviously I watched Inside Out, so I knew exactly where you were going with that. But I was like, that's a really good analogy. But yeah, so John's exactly right. So to end off this episode, I just want to say to all of you, every day you wake up, you get a new chance. Not a perfect one, and not a guaranteed one, but a chance. A chance to start again, to do better, to say what you didn't, to leave what hurt you in that moment. Every sunrise isn't just light, it's forgiveness. It's the world saying, try again. You don't have to have it all figured out. In fact, you probably won't. You just have to show up. And maybe today, you'll fall again. But maybe, just maybe, you'll take one step you couldn't take yesterday. You are not your past, you're not stuck, you're still becoming. So take a breath, look around, and feel the weight lift just a little. Because today, right now, is a new page, and it's yours to write. So that is the ending statement I want to leave on for today's episode. So, John, any final thoughts before we wrap it up?
No, I think we've covered it all. Like I said, if you are in a point where you're not okay and you need help, try to be more comfortable with sharing that with people you care about or your loved ones. Because if your loved ones are going to be like, oh, how dare you not be okay? Like Ethan was saying, just a few minutes ago, where I was talking about if I brought up to my best friend, if he had just said, oh, okay, you know, that sucks. I'm going to move on, buy myself chips. Not a best friend. But, you know, I know that for my best friend, if I go to him like, hey, I'm not doing so well, then they'll be like, okay, well, do you want to talk about it? Do you want to just play video games and distract yourself from it? What can I do to help you not be having a bad day? So if you got a loved one that you can talk to, I encourage you to do that, because if they are truly a loved one, they will care and they will support you in your time of need.
All right, perfect way to end it. So that's gonna honestly do it for the serious topic episode. So that's another one in the books. And I mentioned this somewhere. It might have actually been a recent episode. I'm very, very pleased with how the serious topics have gone in this season. Because season ones were great. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to degrade season ones topics. I literally did 8 out of 10 of them, so there were like, I can't do that. But what I'm just saying is, season twos, like, I've really, because again, I've done every single one of them, even before the third guy left. They've been so honed in on what's been going on in the world, and like, what's kind of like, we're not really leaning politically or anything. We're not like, it's just a general talking to the people. Like the It's Okay Not to Be Okay episode, the forgiveness project, like that's a super important one because a lot of people have trouble with forgiving people about certain things. The hope debate, having hope in a world of darkness, like all this stuff is like, I love the way these serious topics have been going in season two so far. So this is episode 70, so we got two more, because remember the 100th episode would be the season finale, which is, I guess, a serious topic technically speaking, but it's not a serious topic in this sense. So we have two more serious topic episodes before we end off season two. But that's why I wanted to take this time to say that I personally really like how season two's serious topics have gone. I can't speak for John necessarily, but I have an inkling he feels the same based on how he's ended these previous serious topic episodes. And I'm excited to see what these last two ones are for the season two here. I don't know what they are initially, because I usually plan these ahead, but not that far in. So I'm very curious to see what it is. And maybe John will have an idea that he wants to share with us, and then we'll go with his idea for one of the other ones. So But honestly, yeah, that's going to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope it provoked a conversation. That's the important part. Made you laugh a long way. Maybe just a little bit. Again, serious topic episodes have a little bit less laughs in it, but there can be a couple here and there. You can find me over on YouTube at FlabsXGaming. That's really all I'm on right now. I'm technically on Twitch, but it's going to be a long time before I go back to that. Because I do want to go back to it eventually, but I need a more consistent schedule than I do now. Which that's not going to be like that for a while. So, but you can follow me on YouTube, still uploading over there. It's a little inconsistent, but we still got like 1,800 videos for you to watch, so there's a whole backlog of stuff. And you can find John on two places technically, but in three different areas. Twice on YouTube, Jeevens Feebins and Jeevens Feebins VODs. And then over on Twitch at GBTube as well. He streams a little bit here and there, and then he uploads a lot of his VODs to the VOD channel. I personally love the VOD channel. It's amazing because I love watching the certain VODs back because, you know, Twitch is dumb and deletes them after like 10 days. So yeah, go check him out. Following is free, of course. And if you don't, then your house is gone. Just I'm not going to explain how it's going to be gone, but it's going to be gone. So just make sure you go follow him and subscribe, either one, whichever is relevant to where you're finding him on. And then you can find us as the Provokers on X and Instagram at the Provokers Pod for X / Twitter and the Provokers Podcast Official for Instagram. We post updates on when episodes go live, special teasers, like that kind of stuff. So go check us out over there if you want some sneak peeks. For example, Meet the Provokers is still being worked on, so you're going to get maybe some updates soon about that. Then Project Green Signal is still being worked on, so you're going to get some updates about that maybe. So you're going to get a lot of stuff over there. Because you'll hear it on the podcast, but you're probably going to see it on Twitter and X, Twitter and Instagram first. So go follow us over there for sneak peeks and updates. And then, of course, we have the Patreon. So go check out the Patreon. We got the tier stuff, of course. The more you spend, the more you get, obviously. And then, of course, we have the extended cut episodes, which extended cut episodes are like 30 to 40 minutes of just the pure topic, pure game, whatever we're playing over there. The first five are like $3, so that way you can kind of dip your toes in and see if you like that format. If you don't, whatever, it was $3. And if you do like it, then cool, you can get some of the other stuff. But, yeah, it's gonna do it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.